Welcome everybody to Cup with Gup on this Wednesday, September 15th. A little hump day if you have a normal 9 to 5 Monday through Friday job. We have a lot to wrap up here. PGA week 1 of the 2021-2022 season. Looking forward to the tournament. A lot of young guys we get to check out, see how they do. Full field, 156 guys. Should be some fun to watch. I know football is going to be dominating still, but love to check out the young guys. And we still got Rom and Matsu, Webb, some of those guys. Strategy this week will be interesting. Really be interesting to see where Rom winds up coming in at ownership. I think it's probably without a doubt he will be the highest owned. It's just a matter of how much. And then I like him. I mean, who's not going to like him? It just comes down to a matter of do you play him? Do you get overweight? If you go light, do you get really unique with some of these lower percentage plays that we have this week? It's going to be fun stuff. I'm looking forward to it. Use the code CUP. Get 15% off any package right now. Plus, that includes a 7-day free trial. Absolutely a great week to try it out. First week of PGA. We got Thursday night football tomorrow night. College football tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. Full slate Sunday, NASCAR, UFC. If you sign up today, you'd get a sneak peek at potential Ryder Cup stuff early next week as well. If you don't like any of it or you're not, don't feel like the money's worth it, you can cancel before the 7 days and you never get charged. No risk, free trial. Let's get the listener league filled up. I really want to fill that up quickly so we can try to grow it. DK is willing to make it much bigger if we can show that it's going to fill on a regular basis. The link is in the description of the audio version. 500 to first, flat payouts, limited rake. Rate and review us on iTunes goes a long way. I will be pulling winners either today or tomorrow and announcing on the Cup with Gup podcast over the last week and a half or so of everybody that's supported us as we rolled out NFL week one. I'll be giving away some winning DFS money and GC gear. Probably on tomorrow's podcast. So I'd get that rate and review in. Subscribe and like us to YouTube. Those are two easy ways to get in for free on any giveaways I do. In the comment section, tell me your favorite 7K play this week for PGA. That'll get you into the drawing. And anytime you leave a comment, it always puts you into the drawing. So if you've had several in the last 2 weeks, you've got multiple entries, which enhances your odds for some free money. Right now on Underdog, deposit $10, get a free $10 with the code GUP, G-U-P. NHL, NBA best balls are live now. You can go check those out. Jump into the GC Warrior Room. I'm sure they'll be talking about them. Wednesday's a busy day for me, so I hadn't quite caught up in the Slack yet, but I will a little bit later. They also have daily pick'em games. Daily pick'em and daily games as well. If you want to go check that out, if you still want to do some football, they have options there. You can do some parlay pick'em, stuff like that. Another way to attack the data and information we give you. That's code GUP, gets you $10 free when you deposit $10. My updated thoughts on the Fortinet Championship this week moved up for me weather wise and all that. Nothing's really changed. It's gonna be pretty nice. You know, not too hot, some wind, doesn't look like anything crazy, certainly not a wave advantage, no little to no chance of rain at all. Should be a fairly smooth tournament. It is a full 156 guys, top 65 in ties make the cut. Potentially, especially with so much unknown, some of these guys have been off for a few weeks if they didn't make the FedEx or didn't get very far. And then some of the Corn Ferry, depending on how far they got there. So there could be some rust and stuff like that. So I could potentially see in a low 6 of 6 this week for sure. Guys that have moved up for me, Doug Gim. I was on Travis Fulton's pod yesterday. Very sharp dude, has a lot of connections in the industry. Been on there several times with him. Love going on there if you want to go check it out. You know, he has contacts all over the place. He's a teacher himself on the tour, and he knows a guy that's been working with Gim on his putting. And you've seen some flashes over the last couple months. We know the ball striking is there. So he's going to be a little popular, but I'm going to move him up the list. He's in the player pool. I like him a lot this week. Matsu, I like. Didn't talk about him a lot Monday. you know, I'm probably going to get some of him. I think he'll be the lowest owned up there by far. So I think that's a good leverage play. Justin Suh, I mentioned that on, I don't know if I mentioned it on my pod or his or both. Anytime you get these guys that are added late, and if it's a guy we know that's proven, I just think in general, they stay low on no matter what the upside is, because people, you know, they record the pods on Monday, not mentioned anywhere, may get a write-up in there late, may not. Some optimizers and generator may not even add these guys till super late, so people build lineups, they're not even in there. You know, so, and I like him. He's a solid player. I think he's got a huge upside. He's Monday queued quite a bit. What do you come in at? Let's take a look real quick. Price-wise, $6,400. So I really like him. Late at, or he Monday queued. So those four guys that got added, he's my favorite. So he's moved up the list. Roger Sloan is a guy that has made us some money in the last couple months when he got that second place. I like him a lot this week, $7,800. I hadn't really mentioned him too much, and he kind of caught my eye yesterday. That was an oversight on my part. I like Sloan. And the last that's moved up for me is Chesson Hadley. You know, I think he'll be super low owned, a good MME flyer. Could have a solid week here. I like his performance here, and we know he can get the putter going. If he can just tee to green, get that game consistent at 7,000, gives you a salary saver. And then that range, that 7K range, is just loaded with potential play. So that's why I wanted to want you to tell me who your favorite is down there in the comments. Moving down for me is Munoz, a guy I like. This is going to be, he'll be a guy in the Gups final thoughts that I put out that says, guys, that the only thing why I won't play them is ownership. He'll be the first one listed. Love the play, love everything about it. Just because of everywhere else I'm going this week, there's going to be, he's one that I'll be light on, or just, you know, he hadn't moved down my rankings per se. He's just, you know, I think he's going to be up there in the top four in ownership for sure this week, and got to make some decisions. You can't eat all of it up there. So he's a guy that moved down just a little bit. Strictly ownership, I think he's a great play. So maybe if you're fading Rom, taking that stand, I certainly wouldn't mind Munoz this week. Matt McNeely, you know, I like him. He's a solid guy, solid play. At the price and the way that some of the builds are looking for me, I like him still. He's just moved down the list. So I wanted to mention him. I think I mentioned him Monday on the pod. Still a good guy, good play. 8,600 though, I think there's other places I'd rather go, but he certainly will be in that next to last pool for me and potentially make the MME pool, but he has moved down the list. Webb is a guy that I'm just going to fade this week. Nah, I'm still contemplating. Because I'll play Willie Z a little bit, Matsu a little bit, and potentially, you know, I got to figure out what I'm going to do with Rom, certainly on him, just to what degree. I don't think I want four guys up there, so I probably will fade Nah as well, but for sure fading Webb. Reavy's a guy that's moved down for me, similar to Munoz. Didn't think he'd be talked about as much. I thought he'd kind of go under the radar. He's always a popular guy, and I mentioned this Monday, that's why I hardly play him. And he seems to be like he's going to be up there again this week. Probably top 10 in ownership for sure. Maybe flirt with top five. You know, good play. I don't mind it. But $8,500, there's other plays I'd rather go to and save on that ownership as well. Names that pop for me that, you know, I kind of, you know, can't fit into any kind of category yet, or they're, you know, I've already got the other side full. Harry Higgs, I talked about him a little bit. Travis and I talked about him quite a bit. He played well here last year, second place. He moved up a lot after all my research. $7,600, coming in pretty good form, end of the season solid. He's striking the ball really well with the irons. So I like Harry Higgs. And the other one, Seb Straka. Probably one of, if not my biggest moves of the week from Monday. Played decent here. Let me get him pulled up. There we go. A 14th and a 46th and one missed cut. You know, 15th at Wyndham. Pretty decent on the putting. You know, mid-level stats. He's, you know, top 30, top 35. The deep dive, he came in 19th on the rolling stats. And the deep dive, he came in 12th on the course fit. So I like Straka this week. He's in the player pool. Just got to figure out if he comes into the core or not, but certainly going to be valuable for some MME and stuff like that. $7,600. So those are the two that kind of pop for me. Leverage play of the week is Matsu. I just think, you know, this hit well last year when I started doing this. It's kind of a more known name that's going under the radar, gives you great leverage. Matsu couldn't be in a better spot to be the leverage play of the week. You save $1,100 off Rahm. He's probably going to be 1/4 to 1/5 the ownership of Rahm. He certainly will be the lowest owned, 10K and above. From a game theory's perspective, he certainly gives you everything. The one week he was here, he was not good at all. So the deep dive didn't help him there. But it was just one week back in 2019. I'm not going to put a whole lot into it. We know he's been playing well. Certainly risk there, but at his ownership, he's a tremendous MME leverage play for sure, I think, this week. My monkey knife fight plays of the week. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. You get up 100% match up to $100. You can go to gupscorner.com/affiliates. I will also have the link in the audio version if you want to click that. Make that first deposit. G-U-P-S is the code. You get 100% deposit match up to $100. My two plays of the week in the more or less contest, this gives you 3x your money. I like Willie Z over 19.5 birdies, Matsu over 18.5 birds. And then on another more or less, which gives you 3x, there's multiple of those. When you get in there, you'll see the different contests they have. I like Rahm over 106.5 points and Webb under 106.5 points. So get that deposit in. Go make those plays. You can, you know, 6x your money if we hit both of them, 3x each. So those are my monkey knife fight plays of the week. Wrap up for me today, NFL tools rolling out. We are doing some updates, tweaking, as to be expected. This is our first live week with, you know, the 2021 data coming in. Had a lot of great feedback so far. They're going to only get better in the next 24 hours. Doing a lot of things today and tomorrow to make them, you know, run more smooth. Obviously, it's our first time running these in-house tools. You guys are going to continue to love the updates we have there. All your feedback is great on those. It allows us a few things we've already fixed on the fly when people send them, and having them in-house allows us to do that, and people have noticed that, and you know, are excited to have that full site access now. You know, the Green Machine is just amazing. One quote I got last night, you know, the Green Machine is worth the price of this sub alone. It's amazing where it's come in 1 year. Our optimizer is really, you know, growing, and it's going to have tons of options. We have tons of stacking ability, multiple sports, NASCAR, UFC, college football, NFL. We'll have NBA, MLB stuff in there. Really, really proud of where we are with that optimizer, and it continues to get better. If not day by day, week by week, we continuously make improvements to it. I will have the coin flip out tomorrow, my weekly NFL podcast, breaking down the NFL slate for Sunday. Cup with Gup will be out tomorrow. We will go over the PGA kind of ownership, stuff like that. And then I will preview Thursday night football between the Washington football team and New York Giants. And I will also give my monkey knife fight picks for that game. And I will also take a look at the college. That's one thing I like about monkey. They brought college in, so they have the college football player props now. I'll take a gather at that. I'm sure Bobby will have us covered there, but see if there's any I like for the Thursday night game, or even on the weekend. And then we'll get to Friday, wrap this week up. Have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to all of it we got going this week. Hope you guys have a blessed day. I will be around all day in Slack and stuff if you want to talk some PGA. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.